So, excuse me, I'm running around the house here. I'm trying to grab something real quick, a drum. I love it. Okay. Welcome, April 15th, 2014. Wow, what a time and what a day. And the way I feel is actually in relationship to what it is we're talking about tonight. So I am a living example of this energy that's just literally pouring through these moments right now. And, you know, with all the stuff on this particular day that we just have gone through energetically and astrologically, what is it? There's some kind of cross up in the sky that's four planets that were aligned, bringing out a particular energy. Mercury just went in retrograde. Pluto went in retrograde. We had the lunar eclipse last night. Still under the influence of that energy. And then the blood moon. That's not to mention what's just going on in our own personal lives. Oh, it's tax day. And, you know, there's that hurry and that rush and all that energy of putting that frequency out. So I'm going to invite us at this point to really, mainly for me, is just get grounded. So I'm going to run a few little tones here through some rattles over my body, and I'm being called to use certain rattles because I know they're going to have an impact for you. So even though it's coming over this very small transducer of a phone here, the vibration and intention that has aligned us and called us all together for this particular call is allowing some very powerful and beautiful things to happen. So anything I'm doing here is going to transfer through time and space to be present for you as well. And so it is. So it is. Goodness. So I use four rattles here. I use one that came from Guatemala. I use one that was from Peru, which is deer toenails. Use one from the Lakota Plains tribe. And from the Chumash in California, this abalone-filled rattle. And then finally from Tibet, from actually Kathmandu, a bowl that I picked up when I was over there. So it's bringing us in a large frequency and a more of a full earth oneness kind of frequencies that are being called forth here. And once again, I just have to apologize for the energy that's running through me. Tonight is really about, you know, as we go into these external chakras, It's literally starting to move. It's not starting. It's in a higher dimensional energy. For these chakras aren't necessarily and haven't been necessarily available and made aware of in the three-dimensional energy that we've been existing in, especially through the Piscean Age. So as we've transcended and are now on the cusp between the Piscean and the Aquarian ages, we begin to see that new ideas and new information, new techniques, new capacities are unfolding really at a very, very fast pace. And we are moving quite quickly for those who are choosing to move into a fourth dimensional energy that will open up a whole new vista of experience in how to be fully present in these magnificent physical bodies that we have and in this particular dimension. So what's happening is we're reawakening, if you will, to our own multi-dimensional selves. And really what that means is that we can coexist in so many different frequencies at any given time. This allows us to be present in the physical. It allows us in the moment of living and what we're doing to be thinking of something far off and able to deal with what's in front of us, but also fantasizing or visualizing something completely different in another space. That is multidimensional. We're not even moving into the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh dimensions as we move through all 12 dimensions available to us in this particular capacity in our human body, and actually it's even more. But what's important to know is that there's transformation going on. And the three chakras that I chose tonight for the external use are really just three of the ones that are left, because we've dealt with the others. And just to remind you that typically we look at the in-body chakras as the seven chakras, starting from the root up through the sacral to the solar plexus to the heart to the throat to the third eye to the crown. And for the longest time, that was as far as we knew, except in selected circles, that there was any more than that. The revelation of these times and the shifts that have been occurring has brought forth the Earth Star Chakra, with that one 18 inches below the feet that we use often and we'll use in just a moment here to keep ourselves grounded and connected to the Earth. The Soul Star that exists about an arm's length above our head, that is the focalizing point for energy coming in through the cosmos, whether it's personal, collective, or just generic kind of information coming into us. Those two chakras as external, the other being the eighth, which we're dealing with tonight, about an inch above the crown. And then we're dealing also with the 11th, which is an access point at about where the just below the sacrum. And then right now I'm blocking on what that is. No, I guess it is that. It's down just about, you know, there's no other way to put it. It's about where the crack ends on our backside. That particular, which seems like a fused area, is actually consisting of almost six or seven different little minor chakras that are rather important. And the eighth chakra actually enters into the top of those just before it goes into the lumbar. So it is a sacral. And then the 11th is entering in at around lumbar 4. And then the 12th is literally a sheath or a light body around us that through a specific cord connects at about lumbar 3. So these external body chakras that are impacting how we are in the world have been here all along, but the awareness hasn't allowed us to really take advantage of the information. What's happening now is this awareness is opening us to even to the greater capacities of what we can make happen for ourselves. In other words, it's reawakening us to our own capacities and powers. It's allowing us to step off the seductive path of self-help, of improvement, of all of those things that have diverted us from accepting exactly and being exactly who we are. And in that acceptance of who we are, what begins to show up is the reality, the multidimensional reality of who we have been and who we are and who we always will be in terms of these frequencies and capacities. So these are profound times that are actually hard to put into words a little bit. But I'm doing my best and kind of stumbling on the way, but that's what the recording is for. Tonight it looks like we got a lot of stuff to do. I'm sorry that the information came a little late to you, and I hope that didn't inconvenience you, but stuff, like I said in the note, was dropping in that I really felt important to honor, so I had to make some shifts, and I got it out about 6:35, so hopefully you have the information in front of you. If not, you're still going to be impacted by what we're going to do together tonight. We have specific chants and songs that have been written for each of the chakras that really just dropped in, and I just took the first thing like I always do. And whether they are, you know, keeper songs for the top 40, doesn't matter. It carries a frequency and an energy and an intention to them that is going to serve us tonight. We are recognizing a reawakening and a reclamation of an energy that is quite literally through the 12th chakra, through the 11th, and through the 8th, reconnecting us with the higher divinity and the source energy of the cosmos. As we enter into this fourth dimension, we are allowing ourselves to expand into our, well, it's in some ways it's called the I am that I am, expressing as me. It's allowing us to step into the frequency that lets go of the dependency upon limited thinking, the idea of limitations, the idea of that patterns rule our lives, the hierarchical structure of the Piscean age, the reliance on the masculine model that is about control and force and making things happen and taking action to force things to occur. And it's moving into that Aquarian energy, which is one allowing the feminine embracing and the accepting and the receiving energy to happen so that love begins to take over. That the love frequency, that the vibration of the very structure of the cosmos takes over to allow us to be who we are as opposed to who we're supposed to be. And so in a sense, you know, I'm saying all these words in the beginning before we actually get to action, because this is what's dropping in. And it's really important to, I believe, to allow us to be accepting and to be witnesses to the kinds of shifts and changes that are occurring, one, on the cultural level, a social level, a world level, and especially in our personal level. It can be completely overwhelming. And it can happen from one breath to the next, where in one moment we feel completely grounded and centered, and all of a sudden life is opening up to us and colors are brighter, and in the next breath everything seems to collapse into a crazy arena. And I'm going to reveal something about my past here, but it reminds me very much of a very brief period of my life where I actually experienced with some psychedelics. My system was always so sensitive that I wasn't able to really work with drugs very well, because they would just be so intense. And there was one time in the process of doing LSD, some acid, the two times that I did it, I noticed that in the moment, the exhilaration that occurred with a thought that was an uplifting thought just allowed me to soar into these dimensions and almost transcend the place where I was. Well, I was transcending. And then if the thought turned to something that was confrontive or was a quote-unquote negative thought, I would slip down into this abyss where I just felt like I was spiraling down and I'd have to pull myself out. You know, and I'm just realizing this, that in a sense, it was a precursor to, in a way, how quickly things can manifest and unfold for us in these upcoming times, and really as it's starting to show in these moments right now. So I hope you get that, and, you know, if I run for president, they're going to have that incriminating evidence on the phone here. Oh, well. But anyway, be that as it may, we are in very profound times, and I believe tonight by accessing Chakra 8, which is going to open us up to our historical and lifetime after lifetime incarnational past and how it's played out for us and the journey of reclamation of the I am that I am. And then it'll allow us again in chakra 11 to access our hands and feet in the chakra capacities that becomes a window of exchange between the dimensional worlds and the kingdoms that exist on the planet. And then finally into the 12th chakra, which really is an entry point and an access point, kind of a clothing, a cocoon that allows us to access what's being called the secondary chakra system within the body, a series of minor points, but that still have specific energetics about them. I guess what's most important is to realize that the energetic anatomy that is showing up for us now and is being revealed, and if you choose to enter that and begin to view yourself in that way, you're going to find that your capacity for health, being in alignment, is very, very powerful and very profound. the seduction of the old in terms of reminding us of what we cannot do and how we have to get better, and how the medical industry that keeps reminding us that we are weak and are going to eventually fall to disease. This is just not, I believe, and when I'm finding out and being told and also experiencing, this is not the paradigm that we have been designed in. We are designed in something very, very different. And tonight, the invitation through a couple activities is that we take some personal moments of what's going on with us in this time and begin to put them into the form of using these chakras and these entry points as vehicles that will give us insight, give us information, will give us the willingness to take the steps forward to do something different, and the excitement and the joy of actually celebrating a new way of being and laying down patterns that really never did but no longer serve us. So with that in mind, I'd just like you to become aware of your feet, and for now, we're becoming aware of the feet so that we can be grounded and be connected with the earth itself. In a moment, we'll find that those feet have other bits of information about them. So as you tune into your feet, allow yourself to be aware of about 18 inches below, there's what's called the Earth Star Chakra. The Earth Star Chakra itself is a plate of energy that functions as a giving and receiving energy that's coming from the earth. Through the left side, the energy moves up, the power, the presence, the cleansing capacity of the earth moves in through the left foot, up through the left leg, sweeping through the body, every system, every cell, every bone, every organ of all these energy bodies, including the physical, are swept through with this vibration and cleansed and cleared. And anything that is lower than the vibration that is identified as you, as your I am that I am self expressing as you, is cleansed and cleared down through the right leg, out through the right foot, back into the Earth Star, where that energy is used and utilized by the earth for the highest good of all, including her own journey. So this conduit of energy, this roto-rooter of vibration, is moving through us, kind of constantly cleansing and keeping us clean, very much like a fish tank where the impurities are cycled out. Know that we have that, and know that it works for us 24/7, and we are accessing it consciously now, and that really just kicks it into high gear. So knowing that is there, we move now up to the top of our support page. We have the Tibetan protection chant and the protection mantra, the Hung Vajra Pei. We use this pretty typically to start all of our sessions because it puts a cocoon of light around us that allows our vibration to stay intact within that cocoon itself. It isn't so much that we're pushing the world away from us. We are really just wanting to stay in our frequency so that we can follow the guidance, release the energies that we have to and that we're ready to, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to say the Hung Vajra Pei seven times, if you will. So with your feet connected to the earth, knowing that the energy is moving through you, I invite you to say it with me. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. Excuse me, I just got a note from the free conference call. I just want to make sure that nothing weird happened. Can somebody star six and make sure that you're still there? Hello? I'm just not sure that we're still recording here. I'm hoping we are. Well, I'm the...
You're going. Okay.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. I just needed to hear a voice. I'm so grateful. Okay. Again, don't pay attention to what's coming in there. All right, so now let's move into just a statement of our own particular name, which is our first and our middle and our last. This is the birth name you came with. Again, we're saying it for the purpose of when we say it, we realign with the frequency that we are. It is there. And we come back home to the design and the DNA essence of who we are in that particular moment. It also includes a cocoon of light around us that is also protective, and it also calls the guides and teachers that are available to us to be fully present for us. So let's speak that name to the four directions, if you will. Four times. Here we go. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. If you look at the top of the page, there's a song called I Rise Up. This song was originally put together for an Easter service because it is a time about releasing the old and standing in new frequencies. So I thought it would be a good mindset for us to use as our first chant tonight. I rise up, here I go. I rise up, here I go. I release my limitations and I lay my burdens down. I rise up, here I go. Again, I rise up, here I go. I rise up, here I go. I release my limitations and I lay my burdens down. I rise up, here I go. Again, I rise up, here I go. I rise up, here I go. I release my limitations and I lay my burdens down. I rise up, here I go. Yes, I release my limitations and I lay my burdens down. I rise up, here I go. All right, and so it is, and so it is. So, even as I sang that song, which was created in about 93, I realize the idea of limitation is very different now. I release my belief in limitations. Let's just start to put it in those terms and start to realize that language and intention, thought, vibration, all of these things shift how life shows up for us. Let's drop down to the eighth chakra. Actually, no, we're going to go all the way down to proclamation towards the bottom of the page. And it's from the divine love that flows within my being. I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. We're going to use this particular proclamation because it's opening up us up to the fullness of the I am that each of us is. And these are the times to start claiming this. So the idea behind a proclamation is that we say it, claiming it to be true, and then we just let it go. So all together, let's speak it with feeling, as they say. Take a breath. Speak your true name first out loud. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. From the divine love that flows within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Woohoo! We release, we let go. All right, quickly, eighth chakra. I don't want to spend much time talking about it. Again, my resources are coming from several things, but mostly from a magnificent resource named Cindy Dale. You may be familiar with her. I borrow heavily from the work that she does because it's so thorough and so cutting edge, I would say. And it, to me, it's leading the journey into this new awareness that allows us to reclaim all this more complete essence of who we are. The book mostly is from the complete book of chakra healing. Now, very briefly, again, it's sacrum 8 is the entry point of the actual energy, even though the chakra itself is up at 1 inch above the crown. The thing is, with some of the chakras, especially external, they have to have an access point, and some of these are cordings that are going into specific vertebrae. When we looked at external spiritual points earlier in our sessions this year, we saw each of those would align with a particular spinal, with a particular vertebrae. And in that process, it could be very useful in helping us to understand when things have been going on for us physically, even emotionally. We can begin to see where those points are and then have greater clarity on what the issue might be. So at this point, this particular chakra 8 has to do really seriously with the karma, with our life paths, with the historical incarnations, the successive incarnations, the lessons intended, the lessons learned, the choices made, the mistakes, quote-unquote, made, the opportunities that were missed, the opportunities that were taken, the successes, all of those elements. And you've probably heard of something called the Book of Life. We're looking at what's called in these circles the Akashic Record, and the Akashic Record is literally the vehicle that holds all the information of all our incarnations. The truth is that it's accessible to everyone at any time if you choose to. It literally is that simple because it's part of our design. The only thing we have to overcome as human beings is our belief in limitation and our unwillingness to accept the fact that anything that anyone can do is also available to each of us. It's by design. And so tonight, once we get going on this, we'll go ahead and spend a little bit of time with it in relation to perhaps something that's going on with you. The idea is that we can open up the Akashic Record and your own inner self and your higher self will give you and reveal information that is just for you regarding what it is you're looking for. If you're looking for clarifying a particular choice that's going on right now, a particular condition that you're living through, it could very easily provide some insight that not only is from moments in this life and living that has been done, but also from past lives as well, that can allow you to sever those connections and those cords. So we're going to do this very briefly tonight, but you can begin to expand it. And please trust me that whatever you need and how to do it is going to be revealed by your own higher self, because what we're doing by attending these calls is giving ourselves permission to access all that we are. All right, it's related. It has to do and accesses the thymus, which is in the center of the chest. It has to do with time and space and the regulation of time and space and the movement through the newly awakening abilities to transcend time and space, as well as our own personal history with it. It has to do with memory. It is functioning a great deal in the past, although it even has access to really expanding the now, and also to give insight and even vision into future incarnations and alternative realities and portals into different dimensions. So we're starting to look at stuff, especially because, like I said, it's in the fourth dimension. We're realizing that all these capacities are suddenly available to us, and it's like being in a candy store. We have an opportunity to begin to explore. And if you'll take on the spirit of adventure and leave the fear at home, you will realize that, one, we're well taken care of and supported by all the guides and angels that are around each of us, and two, is that that beautiful imagination and that desire to explore that was in us as children has never gone away from us. And as we clear away the debris, we're moving back to these places of innocence and a desire to know and experience. this particular chakra is going to be able to give us information along that. It regulates destiny points, it said, the decisions made, and allows us to actually make changes in those decisions that were made. We can also call into past life, and we can access a talent or skill that was available to us at the time as revealed to us through our own inner records, and then we can begin to take up and pick it up again in this incarnation. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The idea at this point is to shift into a silver essence, so we want to get silver related to the particular chakra. Sometimes it's perceived as being dark and black, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but what it is a frequency where the light has been pulled away by decision and choice, and all we're doing is feeding it more light to bring silver. At the end of the day, down at the ocean here, when the sun is at a certain angle, say around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the reflection on the waves as they come in and the reflection on the water on the beach is silver. In a little while, it'll turn to the gold and the yellows and then eventually to a reddish hue. But there's a silver color that I'm going to include a picture of it in the when I give you the recording link, and that'll be something you can relate to. Another key point in this is that the chakras, all of them from 1 through 12, they open at certain times along our journey. At certain ages, there is a tendency for a particular chakra to open up. There's also a process of revisiting that goes on, but that's something for another day. But from the ages of 21 to 28, we start to have access as we step out away from the confines of home and those situations that we grew into to take on our own life and begin to form it. This chakra opens up to reveal to us a lot of information and a lot of connection if we listen to past lives, to allow us to make choices now based upon what we intend when we come here and the pluses and minuses of incarnations before. Okay, so I know that's certainly not a huge dissertation on this chakra, but let's go ahead and begin to access through a song. I'm going to run through it, and then we're going to sing it two times. Now, know that these songs are invitations for these elements to open. And as they open, we're going to jump from here and go down to a specific Atlantean chant, and then we're going to go within and do a little bit of an exercise. Life after life, I have moved through this multiverse. Life after life, reborn. Through each one I learn how to become the me I am, a journey of love back home. There is a record, a blessed book of light that reveals my journey and lets me realign here I go. Akashic record, open up my book of life, reveal to me my choices and the lives and all the lessons and the way to be, to finally find I am. Show me, show me home. So let's do our best here. Let's just put it out. It's an intention. Life after life, I have moved through this multiverse. Life after life, reborn. Through each one I learn how to be. Come to me, I am, a journey of love back home. There is a record, a blessed book of light that reveals my story and lets me realign. Here I go. Akashic record, open
open up my book of life. Reveal to me my choices and the lives and all the lessons and the way to be, to finally find I am. Show me home again. We're calling upon the Akashic Record to be visible and open to it, and to reveal itself to us. That's what this song's about. Life after life, I have moved through this multiverse. Life after life, reborn. Through each one I learn how to become the me I am. A journey of love back home. There is a record, a blessed book of light, that reveals my story and lets me realize here I go. Akashic Record, open up my book of life. Reveal to me my choices and the lives and all the lessons and the way to be, to finally find I am. Show me home. So hold that frequency and hold that awareness. And become aware of that spot at the lower part of the back, that specific place at the sacrum, the very top of that sacrum, which is like a pyramid. And that is an entry point for energy there. We're going to see a cord that, however you choose to see it, whether it's external or internal, that's going to access up to about 1 inch above the crown. And this is basically the location of the eighth star, or the eighth chakra, but it infuses into the body at the sacrum. So I'm inviting you at this point to quite literally just be aware of those two places as we move down to these Atlantean chants towards the bottom of the page. Both of them are inviting the information through the Akashic to reveal itself. And right now, we're not specifically asking for anything. We're just going ahead and priming the pump, if you will. So the Zu-Ur, Cho-A, and Zao-Ra, those are two separate chants. We're going to do each one. However it shows up right now, we're going to do each one. Once I've established what it is, we'll do it 7 times. Count of three, speak your true name, your first, familiar, your last. 1, 2, 3. Mark stands in Welsh. Now let's move to the second of these Atlantean chants that are designed, again, to open up the frequencies to allow us to have access to our particular book of life. Zao Ram, 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 Zao Ram. 5 more. Zao Ram,
Zao Ram, Zao Ram, Zao Ram. Two more. Zao Ram, Zao Ram. So it is, and so it is. The count of three, speak your true name, first, middle, and last. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. All right, in this frequency, I want you to be present in your body. Seated wherever you are, I want you to just get the sense that you are in a very, very comfortable space, that you're sitting in the perfect chair. The temperature is ideal for you. You feel completely relaxed. Your feet are on the earth, whatever form that's showing up as, and you realize there's the perfect light for you to be in a reading capacity. Being aware of the crown and 1 inch above the crown and that essence of that sacral number 8, which is just above where the crack is on the back, I just want you to bring connection between those two particular points. So bring the sense that the one is connecting with the other as if a conduit of energy is flowing through them. And realize at this point that in your hands, in your lap, as you open up your palms, as if you were holding a mighty book, mighty though it is light as a feather. And this particular book right now, as you visualize it or get the sense that it is there in your lap, you begin to notice that essentially it is a blank slate at the moment. The information is waiting to be revealed based upon that which you are intending. If in this moment in time you have questions, you have a specific question about direction, a specific question about relationship, a specific question about a physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual challenge that you're in, a particular question about anything, direction, work, finances, all of that stuff, if you're looking for some insight in terms of what to do in this moment, the Akashic may provide you with a link to why it is there. In other words, you may be able to get a sense of, through picture, through word, through in just a sense, that there is a connection that is ready to reveal itself and to be released. So hold within you what that intention is, and we're just going to begin to explore in this process if there's information for you. Perhaps on the book, you're beginning to see words reveal themselves, or perhaps a color, or perhaps a scene is unfolding. But you are allowing yourself the opportunity to open up to the information that is there for you. Completely in love, completely coming through the frequency of the eternal connection that you have with your own frequency. Invite some insight in. Invite some information. Something starts to reveal itself, ask for greater detail. Perhaps it rekindles a memory of your own. Know that there is something there, and trust that it reveals itself in a form just for you.
Keep going. Zoo, Choa.
Frequency of wherever you are. I'm going to invite you to stay in whatever state you're in. We can be completely and fully in body and grounded at the same time we allow our own self to access different arenas and different variations of consciousness and different dimensions of frequency of energy. If there is a reconnection and an opening to a past life experience, allow yourself to be present with that, gleaning any information that is relevant to what you're asking about, and also allow yourself to be aware that you are indeed in your chair, in this time, in this particular place. Because we're going to take that frequency and begin to apply it as we move into chakra number 9. I'm sorry, chakra 11. Chakra 11 is about the hands and the feet as vehicles of giving and receiving. These particular chakra points that you can feel in your hands and you can feel in the soles of your feet in what Tai Chi calls the bubbling spring, you feel the vibration very easily because it's an assemblage point of so much energy. This is why laying on hands can heal. This is why touching someone can give you information about them. Typically, we receive with the left side, we give with the right side, but that may not be true for your design. Experiment and find. These hands and these feet are vehicles to open us to the conduit and the flow between dimensions, between beings, between kingdoms on the earth. When you hold a hand out towards something, it is an invitation on one side to receive guidance from it, to receive information or to receive insight. I invite you to utilize this capacity because awareness is the vehicle that opens it up. And the more it is used, the more it is usable, and the more it can reveal. If you buy into the idea that one receives and one gives, as you receive through the left side, perhaps, you can also transform and transmute the energy of what you're receiving to send it out through the right side in the higher frequency form that it is. We're talking about the basis of healing right now, of picking up a vibration at the frequency of what it is through one hand, allowing it to transform through the heart vibration, through your own higher frequency light within you, and then passing on the transformed element out through the right side. Just start to sensitize yourself with your hands and start to notice that when you bring your hand close to something, an object within your own environment right there, all you have to do is just be open. And you quite possibly will get some information. You quite possibly will feel something. You might possibly get a vision, an idea, a thought. And then you just might feel vibration. Or you might feel nothing at this point. At the same time, just imagine yourself through the conduit of love that's pouring from your heart chakra to send something out through your right to an element within your room that would really benefit from this. Is there a house plant that's starting to suffer a little bit? Is there someone in the house that could use a healing boost, an energetic boost? Then send it out. The hands and feet are designed to receive and give. They will bring the very energy of the cosmos, the energy of nature, into us. It's how we can harness the power of things and utilize it and transmute it and transform it into a usable form for us in the very moment of where we are.
keep working with that. I'm going to bring in the hands and feet song and start doing that in a moment. But I have to remember how it goes. So I have my handy recorder. Send out love to live, transmute information into a higher vibe, alchemize the energy, serve the I am I am I. Now still with the hands and feet working and checking things out, sing this and invite them to open up a little more. Hands and feet, awaken hands and feet. Open up to receive, open up to give. Read the situation, send out love to live. Transmute information into a higher vibe. Alchemize the energy to serve the I am I. I am I. I am I. I am. Again, knowing that these songs are inviting these elements of us, ourselves, to reawaken in their consciousness so that we have access to them whenever we choose is what these are about. Move down to the Atlantean chant in the second one that right now I said chakra 9. I'll fix that. This is to energize the body when depleted, and it opens a channel of communication with what's called the Ashtar Commands, which is basically a celestial gathering, a brotherhood, a lighthood, if you will, that has not only information and guidance, but also capacities to support you in your own reawakening to yourself. Ru-Ah-Shim is the particular sound of this mantra that we're going to speak seven times when I get the drum going. So remember, right now, we've got the eighth chakra still doing its awareness. The book is still in front of you. Your hands and feet are open. They are receiving information, transforming and transmuting and sending out information and sending out frequencies at the same time. We are opening ourselves to our fourth dimensional capacities and to realize so and to believe and to actually activate our ability to do things multidimensionally. How else can I say it? Ru-Ah-Shim. 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 Two more. Ru-Ah-Shim. Ru-Ah-Shim. There's an energy about these Atlantean chants. As you stay in the frequency of the two that we've opened and worked with right now, realize that this energy of the Atlantean chants is very much like what we saw in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy and the her cast of characters were storming the castle with the chant, the Biorio, Biorio. I think that's an ode and a lean towards the specific energies of the Atlantean times, because it was classic mystery school information. But the mystery school was such that most everyone knew what was going on. And there were large gatherings of working with frequency, working with rhythm, and working at particular tones with these phonetics to create an intention and to manifest an intention. So that they're being brought back is beautiful. And I'll give a reference to where I got this information from when I send the sheet out tomorrow. Let's move down now to the proclamation, the second one, from the divine love which flows within my being. Here we go. From the divine love that flows within my being, I proclaim my desire to remain in my physical body so I may experience and fulfill my journey in peace and joy upon this earth. I see those energies within me that are connected to creation flowing through my being, reconnecting with the earth in divine perfection, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So why on earth would I put this out? The thing is, this whole experience tonight is about opening us up to the oh so much more. And in the process of doing that, our own particular moments of living might pale in relationship to what we're beginning to see as the possibility for ourselves. Well, I've always held, even through those days where I talked about the things I did with certain drugs and whatnot, about being fully in the body. I would not want a shortcut. I needed to be fully in the body so that I could see how it would move from one place to the next. And I believe that information serves me in a greater way so that I can understand the importance of living in all of the chakras. That is where the true experience, and I believe, of living in the body and living on this earth in this particular dimension and experience all that we can is by being fully in body and fully aware of the outer as well as the inner, aware of the cosmic as well as the physical, because it all serves to expand the experience, which makes it so much more beautiful, so much more manageable, and so much more delightful. We are quickly running out of time here, but I want to at least get us to the point of where we are at the 12th chakra. I cannot do justice to this one because this literally is an entry point that exists as it's not the luminous egg perhaps that you've heard about that surrounds us as an energy field, but it's very similar to that. It's a particular vibration that is an attractant. It's almost a go-between between the cosmic and the earthly. And so this is why, as we open these things up, we start to expand our awareness. We may want to go ahead and leave our moments of living. But that's why we just made the proclamation about staying here. The invitation is to realize that within the body itself, there are these 32 points that are considered a minor secondary system. As I've gone through what appeared to be anxiety for me personally, I began to feel sensations throughout my body, always in specific places. There were the knees, there were the elbows, there were the wrists themselves. There were certain places within my body that were away from the actual chakras. But I always noticed that based upon certain conditions, these things would be activating. The back of my neck, that point in the back there, you know, the below my feet. And I could go through all of these points. And I'll refer you to a specific diagram of that tomorrow as well when I send this out. But The real value of this information and to know about the 12th chakra is to know that we are oh so much more than we've allowed. Even in treating the seven inner chakras, the seven basic chakras, to open up to the secondary system is to allow us to feed the divine information into those, to bring them back up to the code, if you will, the code of our own vibration. Because the information coming in is received through this egg, through this sphere around us, and it's translated back into the body. And it goes in through lumbar 3. Sorry for the hesitation. I just had to find out where that is. So lumbar 3, so often that's a point where people get compromised as the second chakra itself and the wounds of living and all the abuses and things begin to take their toll and bring the energy down physically. you have this source of greater information to nurture it and to sustain it and to bring it and feed it back into a vibration of health. So to be aware of all these different things that are working in conjunction with us, for us, that are coming through us dimensionally, is to be able to actually stand in your power. And that is what we're learning to do here through all of this bit of information. And I'm sorry that I brought up so little in relation to this, but it's just as it's supposed to be. Me all around me, all around me is an energy of light, a body of high frequency connecting me to life. Points within my physical are fed through golden cords. Divine communication allows my being to soar. I am. Let's do it. Listen, Ken. Sorry. About round me, all around me is an energy of light, a body of high frequency connecting me to life. Points within my physical are fed through golden cords. Divine communication allows my being to soar. I am. One more time. Around me, all around me is an energy of light, a body of high frequency connecting me to life. Points within my physical are fed through golden cords. Divine communication allows my being to soar. I feel how these things that drop in are lifting our frequencies, and they're really sustaining them. So in a bit of an unusual flavor, usually we pull this all back in. I'm certainly going to invite us to do that by just being aware of the Earth Star Chakra again and bring our awareness to the feet. And by now, I think your feet are probably really buzzing because of the effect of the 11th chakra. So now we have this full-bodied connection. And with the openness that is happening through the information that's coming through the Akashic record that still, in a way, is sitting in your lap, you can go ahead and do whatever you would like to do with that in terms of closing down the visualization or setting it somewhere where you energetically know it's available to you in this room where you are right now. And to realize that the egg around us of this 12th chakra that is nourishing us in a spherical sort of way, connecting through lumbar 3 there, is feeding and activating and cleansing all of these secondary chakras, this system. That includes the cord that goes out the back of the neck, that is the silver cord that connects us to all of our dimensional lives. And the point below the feet, way below the Earth Star, that is actually at the center of the Earth, that brings us the vitality that connects us to the essence of this planet upon which we've incarnated. The invitation is not that these are special events. These are how, I believe, and how it's showing up, that we are designed to be fully aware of all of this. And we have the capacity to sustain it, contain it, use it, be in whatever form we want. If physical calls us, then we're fully in physical. If the emotion is present, then we ground it in the physical. If the mental is there to analyze, to give information, we take it and we feed it through the heart to feed that love energy to it, to soften its frequency. And then we allow the spirit to continually to flow through us. With the information of the chakras, we access the world and give and receive in an equal way through the hands and the feet, these beautiful vehicles that are open, wide open. And then we allow that information to flow all the time. I hope you're getting what I'm saying, because this is really just I didn't even know what this call was going to be about for the most part, but it seems to make sense. It's coming in to say that it's no longer us visiting the spiritual, it is literally us being this now. We are invited at this point, this April 15th, these four, this cross in the sky of these four planets, of Mercury now in retrograde, of Pluto in retrograde, of this brand new moon where we can let, I mean, of the full moon where we can release all of the old and the limitations and now be able to stand and sustain this kind of a frequency. And this is what I'm inviting each of us to do. And this is why you were called to be a part of this tonight, is because you're ready to do it. So in a sense, the stuff that's been hounding us, the stuff that's been irritating you, that you haven't been able to get a grip on, it kind of doesn't matter anymore, because we step into these greater frequencies now and allow that information to infiltrate in and to give us the insight that's necessary to solve these things and to move through them with a high frequency of love and an acceptance and a flow that reveals to us just the dynamic, beautiful dimension that we're in. God, it's hard to put this into language, but I've just got this energy about it. So my apologies for going a little bit over tonight, but man, there was a lot to shove in. So shove in, I love that. So we're just going to go out with the affirmation at the bottom of the page here. Let's do it together as we speak our true name one time. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now accept and allow the fullness of that I am expressing as me. I free up all capacities to express in their magnificence. I release all thoughts, feelings, beliefs, feelings, patterns, and actions that are the result of any misinformation, external programming, and past life experiences that diverted me from the whole and complete truth of my being. I surrender to the full enjoyment of this knowing and willingly allow life to play through and with me. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for being a part of tonight's call, and thanks for rolling with it as we went through so many different phases here and allowed me to have that energy that needed to be expressed, but it was coming through in a pretty flighty way in the beginning. I'm delighted that you've been here. Tomorrow I'll have the link for you to the recording, and I invite you to listen back and to practice with some of these things. I believe these chants have a great value in these times, so somehow make them a part of your life, whether it's just the words themselves or whatever that's going to be. Use these Atlantean chants. They are potent. My, oh, my. They are potent. And we'll be back again here in about a month's time, probably the second Tuesday. And we'll be going back then to the external chakras. We'll be looking at the throat chakra, the backside of the throat chakra, which is a pretty interesting world, unless we've already done that. I'll let you know in the list tomorrow. I'll stay online here or on the phone, and if anybody has any questions or comments, I'd be happy to address those, knowing that they will be recorded and put on the recording. So, thank you so much. If you have a question, you can have star 6. I don't know if you realize that. Unmute yourself. Okay. Well, I'm going to take that as there's no more. So sweet blessings to anyone still on there. Thank you for being a part again, and may your moments serve you in the highest, most beautiful way. Good night.